This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle.
Today's lesson, helping the weak neighbors and meeting their needs. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of helping the weak neighbors and meeting their needs as per the rights of the neighbors. When we look at the Islamic texts, we see clearly that Islam gives importance to the neighbors. And the giving importance to the rights of the neighbors is one of the main issues in the Islam, which Islam talks about, and it emphasizes of the rights about the rights of the neighbors. Therefore, in the rights of the neighbors, the first two things that we need to look after is that if there is a neighbor who is weak and he needs our help, we must help him. Now, this being weak means like he can be physically weak, or maybe he can be as per like in the terms of monetary, he is weak and he is poor. So therefore, when we are living in a society, when we are living in a place, in a street, we must look after our neighbors, we must have relations with our neighbors. But the main issue is how to help them when we do not know our neighbors. Unfortunately, the society in which we are living, it is going to a place where the neighbors, they don't know about each other. Everyone is living their own life. And because of this, we are unaware of our neighbors. We are unaware of their needs. We are unaware of their physical health. And this thing is not good at all, because this brings farness between the people, and it does not bring love amongst the people. Therefore, we need to be careful in this matter, inshallah. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of helping the weak neighbors and meeting their needs. And in this we said that, unfortunately, the society in which we are living, this society is in a way that we are unaware of our neighbors. Therefore, when Islam says that the first right of the neighbors is to meet their needs, the first right of neighbor is to help the weak neighbors, therefore, there is something which comes as a necessity, and that is you must have relation with your neighbors. You must go and meet your neighbors. You must be aware of your neighbors. And if we are aware of our neighbors, then in that case, we will know whether do they need our help or not. Therefore, it is necessary that amongst our neighborhood, if there are some people who are weak, who are maybe disabled, or maybe they need our help and they cannot do something specific, and in that matter, we are helpful and or we can help them. Therefore, we need to struggle, we need to help them. And on top of that, we must meet their needs if they have any kind of need. If there are poor neighbors who do not even have something to eat, then obviously we need to help them. Maybe there is a neighbor who is in need of a loan, a specific loan for his children's education, maybe for his house or for his health matters. Therefore, we must help them generously, and in this way, we will be following the teachings of Islam, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/en call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all.
Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.